Hey there, good morning and welcome. You're currently tuned into BFF.fm. The show is called Fractal Chambers. My name's Clementine, here with a silent pair guest who's giving us a thumbs up in the background. And peace sign and hearts. Sending us all the good hand languages and gestures. Anyways, the show is Fractal Chambers. We're here every other Saturday mornings on BFF.fm playing a bunch of sentimental pop songs. A lot of them new, some of them old, if I feel like it, if I want. And a lot of like upcoming gigs, like that last track you just heard. Starting the set, that was Business of Dreams with Keep the Blues Away. That's a single that's going to be forthcoming on their new album, I believe. Or it might, I don't know if it's actually a full-on album yet, but Business of Dreams, they're a big-time show favorite. Corey Cunningham of Business of Dreams has been in, like, other bands that have been a favorite on the show, such as Terry Maltz, such as Smokescreens. Super-duper talented musician. I think he's originally from Tennessee and ended up in Redwood City, California for a bit, which is my hometown, unfortunately. And then he ended up in San Francisco, and now he's down in LA doing music and being a graphic designer. Such a good track. I was such a fan of Business of Dreams, their like first release, and this one is just like blows me away. It just has all those 80s. It's very like, it combines all the like great aspects of 80s new wave, but it's still refreshing, and it's a really great track, and I'm excited to hear what more he has in store for us. Anyways, for the next hour, you're gonna hear a bunch of new tracks, but also some old stuff from the 80s, some jangly stuff, and I'm excited to get it started. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. Thanks so much for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, best frequencies ever, broadcasting live in the Mission District in San Francisco. You just heard a track by The Brilliant Corners with Meet Me on Tuesdays. That's off of their EP Fruit Machine, which is kind of funny because of all the songs in the EP, none of them are actually called Fruit Machine. So anyways, that track was called Meet Me on Tuesdays, and that was released by SS20 in 1986. Good year. Very good year. If you were born on that year, you would be 32 today. Unless you were born in January. Before today, on January. Anyways, good year with like lots of great music and great people. Prior to that, you heard The Cat's Meow with Nothing New. That's off of their EP, Third Floor Fire Escape, released by Sunday Records, and they're also another Fractal Chambers favorite. I'm a big sucker for a lot of like indie pop from Australia. Members of Cat's Meow later went on to form Barton Friends, which like collaborates with a bunch of other indie poppers, like Pam Berry, who is also in Black Tambourine and Glow Worm and all that stuff. So yeah, that was a super fantastic track, and I just felt nostalgic for all these older classic songs I want to share with you guys. Prior to that, you heard Snail Mail with Dirt. That's off of the first EP they released called Habit, that was released by Sister Polygon Records. And kicking off that set, you heard Black Marble with UK. That's off of their album A Different Arrangement that was put out by Hardly Art Records. And if you're into both either or Snail Mail or Black Marble, both of them are playing together alongside Choir Boy at the Fillmore. That's going to be this upcoming Thursday, the 24th. Tickets are still available, but apparently they're running out super duper fast. And the show kicks off at 7 p.m. So it should be really, really good. I think if it wasn't so pricey for my price point, I definitely would have loved to go. But I think it should be really good. Should be really worth it. Snail Mail just released a new album last year called Lush, and yeah, it's amazing. She's just gone from self-released pieces to just being signed on Matador, and I remember discovering them when they opened for Girlpool at the Chapel, and it was just, I missed a lot of their set, but like what I heard, I just really, it was so, so good, and I'm sure they've only gotten better with age too. So just gonna keep the music going. Up next, we have a new track, a collaboration between La 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 and Y. This is a new track called Siren 042. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm sorry. place for abstract, and there's a place for noise, and there's a place for every kind of sound. So come on now and tell me why this is void. It's all my fault. Yes, I'm to blame. Ain't got no money, ain't got no fame, and that's why I feel like giving in. I said that's why I feel like I'm giving in. And last time now, I know those songs like crystal ball, dismantle king. You know I love them all. I still feel like giving in. I said, oh, I still feel like giving in. I said, well, come on now, cause I feel like giving in. Give in to this.
Hey guys, I'm back. My name is Clementine. Wanted to thank you guys for tuning into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, broadcasting live in the Mission District in San Francisco. Best frequencies forever. Gonna tell you what you just heard. That last track was The Orchids with It's Only Obvious. That's off of their album Lyceum. that was released way back in 1989. I'm just not as good as a year as 1986, but I think I'm just biased. Definitely just biased. But still a really great band, really great era of music. That was released off of Sarah Records, which is probably one of the Fractal Chamber's favorite label, I guess. They're so good, and they've influenced so much of what indie pop is today. And so prior to the Orchids, you heard Felt with Ballad of the Band. That was originally released as an EP or single by Creation Records in 1986. Super good track. It was actually recently covered by Pains of Being Pure at Heart. I don't know, I think I might be kind of biased, but I think the original is better. Yeah, I'm just a big fan of Felt. They have very, like, the vocals are very, like, Bob Dylan-esque, but they have, like, all the great, like, jangles that you would expect of other bands of that same era. Prior to Felt, you heard Girlpool with What Chaos is Imaginary. That's gonna be a title track of their upcoming album, What Chaos is Imaginary. That's going to be released by Anti Records. And that's actually coming out in like a couple weeks, February 1st. Should be really good. They've released like, this is the fourth single they've released in like, in anticipation of their forthcoming album. And everything has been super great so far. You could pre-order the record now, I think, if you go on their website, or you could wait until February 1st, but just wanted to share with you guys that if you're in San Francisco and you're interested, they'll be playing at the Independent on April 9th. I think tickets might still be available. I mean, it's like 4 months in advance, but I would still check it out. I feel like they'll definitely sell out. Anyways, kicking off that set, you heard La La and Why. It's a collaboration between the two of them, and the track is called Siren 042. It was self-released like earlier this week, I think. So super good track. I think it's a collaboration between Lily West and Yoni. Whatever, I don't know. I guess I'm embarrassed to say I don't listen to that much Why. Anyways, we have about 15 minutes left. Gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a single by Choir Boy that was released originally in 2017. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, best as you can see is forever. I'm going to tell you what you just heard really quick. That last track was a new Wild Nothing. The track is Blue Wings, and I guess it's a single, but I don't know, I've been reading up on it, and it says, like, it was intended to be released alongside their last year's album, their new album last year called Indigo, but it just barely missed a cut, so I think he just released this one as a one-off, which is pretty cool, I guess. I guess it's like we're in that era where if you, like, miss deadlines for albums, you could just submit it online, and people will be able to listen to it, which is pretty amazing. Anyways, that was Wild Nothing with Blue Wings. I believe that was self-released, but I'm not quite sure about that. And kicking off that set, you heard Choir Boy with Sunday Light. That is the A-side off of a single that he released way back in 2017, which I guess sounds kind of crazy because it was barely 2 years ago. Super duper, like, such a great track. I think earlier, a couple months ago, I just discovered Choir Boy, and their album Passive with Desire has been on heavy rotation for me. And it's weird because the track, his music sounds so much like Ice Choir, but they're not related whatsoever. Like, Crunch Crunch Fair was mentioning how their names are even similar, Ice Choir and Choir Boy, but they have different origins. I think Choir Boy received his name, or at least, like, dubbed himself Choir Boy because it was an insult that was received, like, that growing up in, you know, in the Midwest, there were punk kids that called him Choir Boy just to make fun of him, and he just decided to reclaim it as his own. And now there's really great music, so in your face, mean punks. I guess we have about 5 minutes left. Gonna leave you with a track by... Oh wait, sorry. One other PSA. If you're into Choir Boy, they're playing alongside Snail Mail and Black Marble. That's gonna be at the Fillmore this Thursday, January 24th. Tickets are still available, and the show kicks off at 7 p.m. Should be really, really good. Yeah. So I'm gonna leave you with a track by Galaxy 500. It's Pictures, off of their album Today, off of that was released by Rough Trade. And if you're interested in that, Dean Wareham of Galaxy 500 will be playing at the Chapel on Saturday, January 26th, alongside Cheval Sombre, and kicks off at 9 p.m. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a good weekend. Enjoy!